So, Anne-Marie, you're welcome to Highland Radio Sports. We have a few things to talk about. I suppose, first of all, is that record-breaking run last week in, at the Down Royal Racecourse. Congratulations, a new Northern Ireland record for 10K. I'm sure you're very pleased and very proud of that run.
Yes. Look, I was delighted to be able to race. We've waited nearly over 3 months to toe the line, so there was definitely a lot of excitement to get there and get the vest on and get out and run hard. And to come away with a Northern Ireland record was great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to get back into action.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I knew in training I was in good shape. I was throwing out good training sessions. So, but you in training, you never really know if, you know, you really have to have an extra 5-10% when it comes to a race. So you're just hoping that that will happen. And thankfully, yeah, it did. So kind of cemented how I was going in training.
Yeah, and then, and the course around Royal Down obviously suited, and the conditions were ideal for it.
Yeah, and the weather was very favourable. It was a bit breezy on the back end, but you know what I mean? Nothing that was slowing you down too much. Like all race courses, I think there was a wee bit of a rise in it. It was never going to be completely flat. They never are, but the terrain was good. It was tar, and yeah, no, it was okay. You know, it was quite favourable. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, there's a whole list of I suppose, records and PBs when you look at that time that you produced last week. And it's the new Irish F40 10K best as well. And it's also the performance of a minute and 45 off the existing record, which is huge time. And it's something that seems to be a trait of yours now over this last number of years. Anne-Marie, you like taking big chunks of time off records when they pop up, so they do.
Yeah. Surprised myself, to be fair, when I read Hugh's breakdown of the race, like on the Letterkenny Facebook page, and I was quite shocked, to be honest, because I didn't know half of that. Like I never really looked in to the, you know, I knew that the Northern Ireland record was there for the taking, like I was definitely going to try my best to get that, but as far as an F40 Irish record, I hadn't a clue, like, or you know, the time I took off it either. So it was lovely to read it, and I suppose it's in years to come that you'll look back and think, God, I didn't do too bad. But at the time, you know, I finished that race and then I'm looking forward to the next race. So you kind of don't take the time to kind of appreciate it, I suppose. I probably should, Margaret, but yeah, it was great, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good start to the resumption of the season again for you. So obviously what went on in lockdown, I know you've been busy with the family and looking after your two kids, but training-wise, preparation was obviously ideal for the resumption again.
Yeah, like I think I used to get up a bit earlier than I would if they were in school and get my morning run done and back and showered, had the breakfast, and then I was Google classrooming for half of the day. So, and then I was back out for my evening run. So like I just stayed in a routine and that suited me, and I didn't really change much about, like, when we were only allowed to run once a day, I trained the second time on the treadmill. So I kind of just kept things the same. Myself and my coach, we decided then to bring it back down from marathon pace stuff to 5 and 10K pace stuff and throw out a couple of time trials. So that's kind of what we did. And then when Down Royal was announced then, that's when we knew then we'll be back to see how training really went. Like, because time trials are hard at the same time. Like, they were great to do, but you just don't get yourself up for them the same as you would for a race, you know. So I PB'd in my time trial in the 10K and the 5K, so I kind of knew going into the race, but I definitely used lockdown to my advantage as much as I could.
Yeah. Obviously, the marathon would be your main focus, given that you hope to be part of the Olympics, which was moved to next year, to 2021. You are the fastest half marathon runner and marathon runner in Northern Ireland, and you hope to step up to compete at the Games next year. So what's the possibility of getting a marathon under the belt now in the coming months, Anne-Marie? There's no Dublin that you would have wanted to go into and try and take the national title, but that's not happening. So where are you going to go next then?
When the Olympics was cancelled, they stalled the qualifying window as well, so it doesn't open until the 1st of December. So really anything you do up to the 1st of December isn't going to count, so we have to look at marathons after that. And there is a couple in Valencia, Malaga, places like that, but it's I suppose it's waiting to see wise and what the, if it's peaking in those kind of countries. Like, I don't really want to put myself out, if, you know, put myself in the middle of something that could, you know, come back on me. So I really need to, it's kind of a waiting game at the minute, but we do have an awesome marathon in mind. Again, they might be going elite only, and I'm not even sure. But I love the buzz of a marathon, so even to put it out to elite only kind of, you know, takes away from the whole, you know, the atmosphere. So yeah. I don't know. Again, European cross countries in December as well. So, like, we could leave the marathon till springtime until everything settles, or we could go in autumn. So if we go in the autumn, Eurocross will be out. But if we go in the springtime, we might look at the Eurocross. So we have to sit down and talk a couple of things over. But, yeah, a marathon in autumn after December 1st is where you would be looking. Yeah.
And obviously the Games is the target. Where are you sitting at the moment in relation to qualifying for that and in the ranking positions? You haven't actually got the qualifying time, but you do hope to progress through the quota system as such. As we go towards the latter part of this year, where are you sitting at the moment?
Yeah, so there's a qualifying standard is 229.30, or top 80 in the world. Ideally, you would want to get the qualifying standard and cement your place. So as it stands, Fionnuala McCormack has the qualifying standard, so there's two more places on the Irish team. So when I do toe the line, we will be definitely aiming to try and get the Olympic qualifying standard. And then there's also the fallback. You can look for top 80 in the world. I think I'm sitting 85th when it all stopped, when it was froze. So, yeah. But like I said, ideally you would want to cement your place. Like, it's a tough 229.30. You know, Rio Olympics and Beijing Olympics, you would have got there with 2:42 maybe. So it's really, really tough, like, but it's definitely doable.
Yeah. Is the difference, I suppose you have to gain a couple of minutes for automatic qualification. Is that achievable, is it, Anne-Marie?
Yeah, definitely. Like, yesterday I was down in Dublin getting my VO2 max fitness test done, and we were looking at the numbers, and it's looking good anyway, so I suppose I just keep healthy, keep doing what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, not far away from it, I'd say. So, yeah, I just need to, I suppose, look towards running 2:29.30, and I'll try my damnedest anyway, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay. Listen, Anne-Marie, congratulations again on setting another record last weekend, and all we can do here is wish you the best of luck now in the coming months, and fingers crossed you can get that qualifying or be part of the ranking and part of the quota that's going to go to the Olympics next year. Thanks for taking the call, and the very best of luck.
Brilliant, thanks, Oisin.
Good on you, Anne-Marie. Thanks for doing that. Oh, this is...